lose it.
Basement.
You are now listening to Basement Radio.
Welcome back, listeners. That is correct. You are listening to us live on the air. We have been gone for a minute or so.
Yeah.
Several minutes.
What are we listening to? You're listening to a special Basement Radio Neon Shrines holiday special. I said special twice. It's not a big deal.
That's how special it is. It's a Neon Basement Radio VHS shrine.
Wait. I don't know if I can hear you.
Even better.
Yeah. Can we do that again? Like, tell us again.
It's
JoJo?
A Neon Basement Radio VHS shrine.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I got him.
So half are saying yes, half are saying no. That's how I like it.
That's fine.
I'm going to push your guys'
guests. Coming through the Eaker.
I'm going to push your guest mics all the way to the top to 11.
Hello.
There you go.
Hello.
Yeah, there he is.
Welcome back, everybody. This is your favorite friend, JoJo, live on the air, Neon Shrine's takeover of the Radio Valencia Studio. Mm-hmm. And I'm not here alone.
Who are all of our guests?
Yeah, it's like Voltron in here. Mm. It's not just the legs and the arm this time. We got the other parts of the Voltron, which we've been missing, sadly, for a while.
How many parts are there in the Voltron?
I think there's... Oh, are there?
Or whatever. I don't care.
Wait, because
there's six of us.
There's both the legs, both the arms, of course. Is there a torso? That seems weird.
That comes together from their appendages and then the head.
Yeah. So, okay. So we have one extra part.
Wait, someone's the head?
Well, that's the secret part of Voltron that you don't get to see.
Wait, someone's not the head?
Yeah, someone's the head.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys are talking about the dick.
You said it, not me.
But I feel like you're assuming that Voltron is a male.
I think Voltron is a masculine name, and it's Japan, so yes.
Wow, Boomer.
Bro,
okay,
I'm...
Boomer, dude.
Okay, Boomer. Wait, so of course there's me, Koopa, and to my right, as usual.
Mouthful of pizza, dude. Coming through, guns blazing.
I like to throw it to him when he's got a mouthful.
That's the thing is,
Koopa only...
Koopa only speaks to me when I'm in the middle of eating a meal. That's why it always sounds like I'm constantly eating.
Yo, shout out Gabrielle's Pizza hooking us up.
Oh, yeah,
the
thanks.
Fact that they closed 6 months ago.
Sponsored by the most, not that I'm ungrateful, mediocre pizza on the mission.
Is there any more?
Yeah, man.
Can I have another slice?
Yo, what's up? Who we got here, man? What's up?
Who's
Coexist, dog.
Uh-huh.
Spencer in the Coexist hat.
No, you need a radio name.
Spencer, welcome. to. You don't need one. You can have one if you want. But welcome to Basement Radio / Neon Shrines Holiday Special, Spencer. Yeah.
How do you feel, Spence?
Well, if I could pick a part of the Voltron, it'd probably be like a fallen off tail.
Oh, nice. Like an unused part?
Yeah, like it's prehensile. No longer relevant.
I don't feel like I'm getting your mic. That one might be shot.
We can share.
You might have to share with JoJo.
Okay, it's Spencer.
There you go.
Yeah, and I'm sharing a mic, but happy to be here.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
This is Mac. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Mac.
Loud and clear.
Thanks for joining us, Mac. I'm a big fan.
Always a pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
Always a pleasure? This is the first time, Mac. Come on, dude.
Most of the time.
Yeah, sometimes a pleasure.
Except when I don't feel like it.
Yeah, often a burden. Hey, what's up, everybody?
When,
sometimes a pleasure.
When we go to gyms, it's always a pleasure. All right, until
this is JP and the... Wait.
Do we have you?
What we got?
Oh, God damn it.
Tallest guy, smallest chair. I don't know why we did that.
You know why the... No, that's the way to do it. If you get a short guy in a short chair, you're totally fucked.
That's true.
Normal dude.
You know what happened is I said all the mics were working, and that's why they're not working.
I like that, though.
They were working a moment ago.
Yeah.
Well, as our friend Koopa takes care of the technical difficulties, let me be the first to wish everyone in the studio and everyone listening Merry Christmas. That's right. I'm first. You heard it from me. I'm number one. Merry Christmas.
Canceled. You are canceled.
Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays is the appropriate.
Nope. Merry Christmas, everybody. Everyone can bring their own energy. You know what I'm saying?
True.
Everyone can bring their own dish to the feast.
Okay, well, I'll throw out a Happy Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah?
Mm-hmm.
I'm all about that Kwanzaa, baby.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Weird, but fine. Listen, I'm open, dude. It's fine. Everyone can do their own thing.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, there we go.
The corporate media comes in. Earlier, Mac was telling me, I can't say Merry Christmas until after Thanksgiving. And I was like, the corporation's got you, man.
That's true.
Thanksgiving doesn't exist.
The corporation's got you.
How dialectical. We getting Hegelian right now?
You're into Christmas even before Halloween.
Dude, secretly, I'm into Christmas year-round. I'm wishing people on the street Merry Christmas in the middle of July.
Just so all the listeners know, JoJo is donning what looks like
gay apparel, a
Thomas Kinkade painting on his torso. On his Voltron torso.
I'm wearing earbuds. People think I'm listening to like the latest Chapel Roan. It's Christmas carols.
All year round.
Straight up in September. Straight up. And I'm just like smiling and they're like, man, this guy's really enjoying what he's listening to.
I gotta say, I don't think anyone looks at you and thinks you're listening to the latest Chapel Roan.
Oh, really?
Okay. Not at all. Me neither. I'm not counting
Mac
myself
before
out
before you, first and foremost.
Yeah. Mac is listening to the new Chapel Roan
before
you.
Before you.
That's true. Often is.
I was counting myself in that group. I don't think I know. I tried Chapel Roan out. Remember, I think you were evangelizing.
I'm a big fan. I'm a big fan.
Mm-hmm.
HOTTOGO.
Mm-hmm. I tried it out. I didn't get it.
Tried to spell it out. It spells hot to go.
It's not for you, bro.
It's for you?
Clearly, look at me. I am the key demographic for the Chapel Roan.
HOTTOTO.
You can take me hot to go. Let's go.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Are these Chinese cigarettes you're smoking here in the studio? I love that.
That was my Christmas gift to whoever doesn't celebrate. So.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's nice.
You brought these for everyone?
There's three, so we might have to suck them down together.
Have you seen that photo book that is in that packaging?
Shout out to my mom who's listening, who also smokes Chinese cigarettes. So shout out, mom.
Oh, really?
Yeah. No.
No.
But she is listening, so I do shout her out.
Chinese cigarettes are horrible.
No,
they're awful.
Like in a British, like,
that feels like a blanket statement.
No, I've had four or five different brands of Chinese cigarettes, and they're all, I feel it's a practical joke, like a really mean practical
joke.
Maybe
they're selling you the bad ones.
All five of every single?
You get five per pack? They really are selling you the bad ones.
The thing is, like, you're supposed to smoke them in a certain way. Like, you're supposed to squat.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, are you squatting while smoking them?
I'm standing on my head.
Yeah, there you go.
Wow, Mitsu. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I would like to point out the fact that Mitsu is Asian at this point in time.
We're in rough territory, dude. I'm so glad we're using pseudonyms here.
Yeah,
golly, this is a Christmas special, and you guys are ruining it.
You're so glad we're doing it on Basement Radio Airtime.
Oh, my God. This is a Christmas special. Stop it, everyone. Stop it.
No, but But I do think that there is something more pressing to talk about than all these shenanigans, you guys.
What is that?
And that
the spirit
is
of Christmas.
This, first of all, there's Thanksgiving first.
Doesn't exist. Not real.
Okay.
Fake news.
And I actually think Thanksgiving is an interesting genre because
genre?
Yeah.
Woke politics.
I'm talking about how it applies to film and television.
Okay.
And I just want to know if you guys are aware of any or slash have any Thanksgiving favorite films or TV shows or TV moments, because I do.
I do as well.
Mm-hmm.
I hate movies.
You hate movies.
You hate movies.
Woo, out the gate, my boy, coming in hot.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, you're like, that's some Neon Shrines energy right there. What do you think about that?
Okay.
Why do you hate movies? Who hates movies?
Yeah, no, let's talk about that instead.
My earliest nightmares were induced by watching movies when I was like 6 years old.
Why did I bring pizza, dude? Everyone on the mic is schlomping and chomping. But God damn. What movie was it?
It was the Sorcerer's Apprentice in Fantasia.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
And I dreamt that I was Mickey Mouse.
Oh, wow.
And all the pail, the
buckets and the fucking brooms
going around, and I couldn't control it, and I woke up screaming.
Oh, jeez.
that imprinted movies as a source of anxiety and fear.
Hmm.
So
and you haven't been
age.
Able to conquer this in your life?
Yeah, that's a young...
Yeah.
I did well with German silent movies.
Oh, great. Yeah. Those are good.
Yeah, no, I watched a whole bunch of those.
Mm-hmm.
And I can venture out into other things. I watched all the Sopranos.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it was like the first year of those were like so hilarious. They made me laugh out loud.
Sopranos are just Evangelion... For Americans.
Yeah.
Neon Genesis Evangelion for Americans.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, everyone knows that, man.
That is not true. I don't know if I agree with that sentiment.
It's about a depressed protagonist.
But that's...
Get in the robot.
That is... Are you
Tony
kidding
Soprano?
Me?
No. Everyone knows that, dude.
No fucking way. Yeah. There's no fucking way. No. I disagree.
Just think about it.
No, yeah. I did think
I
about it.
I refuse to think
well,
about
make
it.
A, make a counter-argument over
okay,
there.
First and foremost, okay... Where is the religious symbolism? All right, who are the angels that are attacking?
Just Evangelion? It's obvious, man.
First of all, I know what Evangelion. Now, I want to know who are the
Sopranos?
In the Sopranos, uh-huh. Who are the angels descending upon New Jersey to reclaim their fucking stolen son?
I'm so glad you asked.
I want to know who is holding this? Who is holding?
I'm so glad you asked. Number one.
Okay.
What? Meta.
What is the movie where it's like, Ralphie, you'll shoot your eye out? What's that
one? Christmas Story.
Exactly.
Bob Clark.
Okay,
thanks
that's
for bringing
probably
it back
the number
Christmas.
One Thanksgiving film. No, mm-hmm. Let's be honest. Number two, Home Alone.
First of all, the number
also
one.
Also a Christmas film.
The first.
Number three, every Thanksgiving movie you're going to tell me is a build-up to Christmas film.
Okay.
There is no Thanksgiving film.
There is a Thanksgiving film.
I do. I have one that I like.
I have one as well.
What is it?
Okay.
Blood Rage.
Oh, yeah. Okay. The typical classic played on PBS every year, Blood Rage.
Just because it's not canon does not mean it's not... Just because it's not widely considered to be the standard for Hollywood... Blood Rage
is...
It is the Thanksgiving film.
Okay.
It embodies everything that Thanksgiving is truly... everything that
weird turn. Okay.
Oh, no.
I was going to say something, but keep going.
No, I'm just saying, everything in Thanksgiving is truly about a family angst turned into violent, like, repressed anger unleashed in all sorts of things, primarily through, like, Oedipal complexes, because clearly the mother... Yes, of course.
Oedipal.
Oh, Oedipal.
Sorry, I thought we were on the Thanksgiving theme. I thought it was like a turkey and
no.
eating.
No, you have siblings.
Can we just first talk about how Oedipal complex is a great name for a band?
That's a really good one, I think. I have an Oedipal complex.
Hey, this complex when I eat edibles, I have to say, I can never guess when that shit's going to hit, dude. That shit is wild.
But you just reminded me. Part of my argument why I would argue that Thanksgiving is better than Christmas is because I don't know about you guys, but I'm kind of like a popcorn person at my family. Like, I really love the fights, and I don't participate in
which
them.
Which is why Blood Rage is the ultimate Thanksgiving film.
And I think Thanksgiving is oh, there's that buzz. I fixed it. I think Thanksgiving has more opportunities and is more fruitful for fights. Because of its proximity to the elections,
mm-hmm.
And because it many times I think that there's people who are unwanted at Thanksgiving versus Christmas. Like, you get the distant kind of like cousin because not everyone can show up, you know.
Thanksgiving is very uncle coded.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Uncle coded.
Yeah, like yeah. It's an uncle. Maybe that's why I like it. It's an uncle holiday.
Are you an unk?
I'm like a true unk. Like, I'm more into being an uncle than like a boyfriend or a partner. Yeah, yeah, no, I really like the relationship you have with your niece and nephew because I think that it's free from the sort of responsibilities of having to like be some sort of moral bastion. You know what I mean? Like you can like really show them all the things you like, and you don't have to worry about how
you're not bogged down by the responsibility of making sure that they turn into a decent human being.
Push you a little further here. Yeah. You said that Thanksgiving is better because it opens up the venue for fights.
Yes.
But then you go around and say, and the fights are usually uncle coded, but you're a cool uncle who only likes the popcorn. So who are you pushing into?
No, but I think what he's talking about in terms of the way we understand holidays, Christmas has been so co-opted by corporations and money and other. It is a product. The holiday itself is a living, breathing product. Thanksgiving is so rooted in a violent, ugly tradition that we celebrate. Hold on.
We celebrate by fighting.
It is the true representation of the holiday itself is a true representation of what its foundations were built on, okay? Bloodshed, violence, and like forced family relationships that just turn.
Is there another person here? This is exciting. No. Sorry, Matt.
No, I'm just saying. No, but like the true essence of Thanksgiving. Now, people try to put on this veneer of Thanksgiving as this like thing that we come together to have. No, it is an ugly, forced relationship that is rooted in violence. And I think Luca, Koopa's, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think Koopa and I, we are both very much.
I don't know this Luca.
I'm just saying, Koopa and I are very much, we are both have an appreciation for raw human emotion.
Well, okay, and so even on an emotional level, like even if you don't want to count blood rage. There's this great Thanksgiving movie that I've always loved. It's called Home for the Holidays.
Also great.
It's with
Holly Hunter,
Robert Downey Jr. It's really great. Mm-hmm. It has like it takes that bitterness that is sort of like ingrained within the holiday between the family members, and really just like it opens up like a flower over the course of the film.
What is
can't recommend
Thanksgiving
it enough.
Being so tense though? I think you've put your finger on something.
I just told you why it's tense.
Because there's like an egregore that goes back to the founding
to
of America.
Be together with people that we don't want to be with.
I think it's the proximity of the election is a big thing.
Well, that's part of it. I mean,
the fact that it's in November.
Yeah, I mean,
how long have we been voting in November? Forever?
Wait, you guys vote?
No, I mean like the normal person.
Long time,
right?
Yeah, I think it's because there's not enough Christmas magic. Mm. I think we're too far from Christmas to feel that glow, that warmth.
First of all, Christmas is not magical unless you're in Germany. So let's just get that straight.
We got a Scrooge over here.
I'm just saying. I enjoy
Christmas.
Beat
to the punch, Mac. Hold on. Thought you were going to be the Scrooge.
No, I enjoy Christmas. I'm not trashing Christmas, but I'm also not denying the fact that Christmas is a fucking charade. It is a fraud.
I like Christmas. You're coming down too hard. It's fun.
Someone's cruising for a bruising by one of the spirits. I just reread
Whether
Christmas
it's
Carol.
Disingenuous or not is irrelevant.
You're cruising for a bruising, my friend.
I think you're going. Are you trying to be Ebenezer Scrooge?
Yeah, he is.
I am not.
He's going to get visited. No. He's building it up right now. No. And we're your friends, dude. All right, let us tell you right now.
Wait,
be careful. You might get visited.
He's being really nice about it, but translation, chill the fuck out.
Top five Christmas ghosts from Christmas Carol. Go.
Top five ghosts, but there's only three.
I know what I said. I know what I said.
Carol.
I know what I said.
Interesting. I like where you're coming from.
I like it. It's like a numerology.
Yeah,
like.
Wait a minute. Oh, yeah.
Who's the best ghost? Who's the best ghost?
Well, actually, technically, you could say that Marley is a ghost.
Okay.
Because Marley does visit. Yeah.
This is like Terrence Mann math. Top five, three ghosts.
Yeah, that's how it works.
The Holy Ghost?
The Holy Ghost.
Number one. All right.
The Holy Ghost is number one in our hearts.
Okay.
That's
all right. And?
We're waiting.
Honestly, I don't know.
But I would say Ghost of the Future because of how like an innovative it has to
true.
Be.
True. Mm-hmm. True. I agree.
No? You're not? That's a grim one. Yeah.
So what?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Walk us through. Why is it grim? What is the grim?
Yeah, use the good mics.
Use the mic that works.
So, my knowledge of the Christmas Carol is purely limited to
the Muppets Christmas Carol.
Of course.
Okay, and totally fair. Same.
Future,
Yeah. Way too Maybe even yeah, Scrooge. Mine Bill, is only Bill Murray Scrooge.
To
Bill Murray
Scrooge. I think you should leave Bill with like the Ghosts of Christmas Future. Like the I Think You Should Leave thing, where it's just like a Terminator robot that blows in from
hell. Oh, yeah. Totally.
That's the only version of the Christmas story that I've ever seen.
Wait, which one?
I like it.
The like Connor O'Malley or...
Oh, the original.
Guys.
No, I don't know. I don't know that one.
They have like a Ghost of Christmas Future, and it's like a robot from hell
that's
destroying humanity.
Wow.
So
inaccurate.
So, anyways, that's the only thing I know about this entire story.
So you've never seen a Muppets Christmas Carol with Michael Caine?
No, I'm way too young to know what that is.
Too young. Wow.
I'm 38 years old. I'm way too young. Wait, well done.
Wait, no, what were you saying, though? Sorry.
Well, you know, if you're in the Muppets world, the only ghost you want is present. I mean, he's having a great time.
True.
He has to go. He has to go to Tiny Tim, and that's sad. But he still. He doesn't even have to deal with it.
True.
It's just like it's going to be bad, maybe.
Right.
Yeah.
That's your ghost. That's number one.
So wait, what Muppet is the present one?
The big jolly guy.
Oh, that guy's fucking amazing.
The giant guy. The jolly guy. I love him. I don't remember his name.
My family watched it for the last 20 years, my family has watched Muppets Christmas Carol.
It's a great movie.
Christmas
it's
Eve.
Fucking great.
It's fantastic.
I'm just recognizing your voice. Have you been on Neon Shrines before?
No.
Really? You don't like Gatorade and vodka?
Voice.
You don't like Gatorade and vodka? Do you drink Gatorade and vodka?
Not in a while.
Oh.
This is a direct line of questioning here. I don't know what you're getting at, officer.
Sorry.
This is a sober show.
Wait, JoJo, who is your friend who was a guest who told us about their Gatorade and vodka drink?
Are you sure it wasn't me?
No.
Calling from the bathroom being like, wow, this show's so great, man. You should play this.
We were on the phone with someone in Florida.
Uh-huh.
You don't remember?
Was he drunk?
I can't tell.
It's Florida, I know.
First of all,
a lot of people can't tell our accent. It's
kind of the likelihood of someone calling you from Florida and then being sober, it's very, very slim.
Yeah, it's Florida.
Very slim.
But no, let me tell you that Stella from Neon Shrines, I'd never seen Muppet's Christmas Carol until like 2 years ago.
You're kidding.
And then it blew me away.
Yeah, it's great.
And so I watched it, and then I went home, and you know, my family... We're very tight, but we also have a lot of, let's just say, energy. And sometimes that energy is directed at itself. And Stella got in my ear. She's like, I got a plan. Let's sit them down, and each night, we're there for 3 nights, let's watch a Christmas film. We watched It's a Wonderful Life, which none of us had ever seen.
Mm.
That's dark as hell.
Overrated.
This dude's trying to kill himself.
Overrated.
And I was like, I didn't know they did that in the 30s. I mean, I heard of the Depression, but I didn't know they was like, I didn't get a trigger warning before the film? Shit. Have you guys seen It's a Wonderful Life?
Yeah.
It's not so wonderful for him. Let me tell you, it kind of sucks.
Well, at the end, he learns to appreciate it all. Is that the moral?
Yeah,
I remember. Think so, yeah.
Yeah, it's better. No, it's better. The moral is that the world is better off with him in it rather than without
him. Okay.
I was joking, though, that it was like, what if the ghost was like, nah, dog, kill yourself, dude. However, you kind
of
suck,
man. Okay, I'm not a big fan of What a Wonderful Life. However, that said, my favorite, I love... That there is a Married with Children's version of It's a Wonderful Life or What a Wonderful Life, with Al Bundy as fucking what's his face, you know, the main character.
I don't know his name. Yeah.
Yeah.
The Spencer Grant or what? Who is it?
Not
Cary Grant.
Not Cary Grant. Oh my God.
Hugh Grant. Hugh Grant was in it. No, he was great.
No, what the fuck is his name? The fucking.
Though I always get it confused with Miracle on 34th Street. I literally can't tell them.
Oh, I haven't seen that one. I got to watch that one.
Jimmy Stewart.
Thank you.
It's me, Jimmy Stewart.
But the angel who shows him what the world would be like in the Married with Children, he's played by Sam Kinison.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you... Who here is familiar with Sam Kinison? Yes? No? Okay.
Who knows him?
Personally?
No, no one has known him personally for 30 years.
No.
Well, he's going to come back and haunt you, dude.
He's the water.
Because you've been poo-pooing Christmas, you're like, wake up, man, it's me. I want to show you what's going on. Dude, Love Actually?
Love, movie, Sam
movie's
Kinison
fire.
Is
movie's
not.
Movie's fucking awesome, dude.
Sam Kinison
sequel's
is
even
not,
better.
There's a sequel to Love Actually?
No, there is.
There is.
What is it?
It was like a special that, you know, the Brits do Christmas unlike anyone else.
Yeah.
The Brits go all out. Like, if you watch any Brit TV, they all do Christmas specials. It's always like a big to-do.
Uh-huh.
They did a follow-up to Love Actually. But no, come on. You're saying everyone here doesn't like Love Actually?
Actually, I have never seen Love
God
Actually.
Damn. Fucking hipsters.
I've never seen it.
Fucking Christ. Thank you.
I'm not opposed to it.
It's fan-fucking-tastic.
I've never seen it.
It's phenomenal.
Spence, have you seen Love Actually?
Wait, is no, who's Spencer? Don't Spencer. We have Chinese yeah. cigarettes, or yeah. what was your suit?
No, it was Spencer.
Yeah, oh, damn, all right.
There's a lot of
that'd
Spencer.
Be funny. That would be funny if your tag, your Radiohead was Chinese cigarettes, by the way.
Chinese Spencer.
There you go.
Yeah.
There's no, so.
You got to know from the old.
There are so many jokes there. But anyway.
Well, just going back to the Thanksgiving aspect versus Christmas, I have a lot of Persian in-laws, and one of the things that they love, because when you learn English, you watch cinema and sure. Hollywood, is like cinema that doesn't even have language in it, aka Mr. Bean.
Oh, yeah.
So, love Mr.
Like,
Bean.
Mr. Bean with a turkey on his head. That's sure. like
that's really
my
funny.
In-laws just die laughing.
I mean, I die laughing.
This is their thing.
Yeah, Rowan Atkinson is a genius.
Yeah, absolute genius. Mm-hmm. Like, he might even be Persian.
Yeah.
I don't know.
True.
Is he really Persian? I don't think he's Persian.
I don't
Persian.
Know. I've never heard my friend. So my best friend from childhood is Persian. Okay. And Mitzi's met him, Tavon. Uh-huh. Oh, God, I touched it again. Is it okay?
It's fine. It's
okay.
You're fine.
Okay, sorry. I keep touching it. It's because JoJo gets me in a bad habit because he always grabs the mic. He's like an MC when he's here. Yeah. But he's never mentioned Mr. Bean, so I got to ask him about it because I want to prove this theory.
I would like to think that Rowan Atkinson is Persian, but I kind of doubt it.
I know that
I want to live in a world where Rowan Atkinson is Persian.
No, I think he's just arguing that he's very popular amongst Persian people.
Oh, well, that's fine. But I mean, so is Dave. But David Hasselhoff is popular amongst Germans. Mm. Is he German?
Yeah, he's German. German. Yeah,
he's no,
German.
He's not German
with an David Italian last name like that.
Hasselhoff.
You gotta be crazy.
You guys are fucking with me.
More friends. Holy shit, all right.
Just for the listeners at home,
Christmas magic.
We have two special new guests on the Basement Radio
and two mics just went out.
Special.
It's great.
Even better.
Yeah.
Even
two
even
more
better.
People came. Spence, two mics just went down, which is great. So at the end, it'll all be
all
us around one mic.
All right. And it's like the candle that burns, you know.
Yeah.
Should we play some music in this moment?
Yeah, sure. You want to chuck me the old aux cable?
I would really at some point, and I'm not demanding it. But I would really
I
like...
I know, last Christmas,
yes,
wham.
Because I'd love to tell a story about that.
Yeah. I made a playlist. Actually, I didn't make it. I made it last year.
Okay.
Of course, yeah. Last Christmas is... But you have to play the one after it, too.
Okay. Are we playing it?
Yes.
Is it loud enough?
No. All right, everybody. Here it is. Oh, enjoy it. This is probably aux 2, device 2.
Oh, yeah. I hear it. It's in there.
See you soon.
Special. Last Christmas. Oh my God, we're back. Oh
we're back. God, we're back. Back. We're back.
Well, you, well, there's a girl in studio, everybody. It's even, a Christmas miracle.
I don't even remember it's what awesome, we listened dude. To.
What did we listen to, JoJo?
Wham.
Last Christmas.
Oh, yeah, Wham.
Which you said
now,
you had
Koopa, you have a story about this.
And that was also Wizard. I wish it would be Christmas every day.
Did you
day.
Just get a sale, too, JoJo?
Yes.
Did somebody pay you?
What can I say, dude? I'm an entrepreneur.
Wow.
Tell me, Wham, what's going on?
He's a regular Culpa. Daniel Lurie over here.
Daniel Day-Lewis, what's up, man?
Okay, I have a story about Last Christmas. It's not really a story. It's more so, have you guys seen the film Last Christmas?
No. Can I?
We got three no's and a maybe. Does that work?
Can I ruin it for you?
Yes.
Okay. So there's a film called Last Christmas that was direct to streaming or whatever.
Yeah.
It came out on Hulu.
Only the best.
Only the best. Only the best on Hulu. Yeah.
Direct to streaming.
Big shout out to Hulu.
Yeah.
And to streaming.
Hulu's our new sponsor.
Since you said that, I have to say our tagline. When we're not watching VHS, we watch Hulu.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Shut up, JoJo. They're our sponsor.
Are you trying to get us? Are you trying to financially ruin us?
Yes. Welcome to Neon Shrines, everybody. Fuck that shit.
We're already destitute.
Too loud. Okay, let me finish my story. Okay.
Don't touch that. Oh, whatever.
So,
wait, did you press the red button? No, I'm serious. Before recording?
Yeah, I pressed it. Actually, it's permapressed now. Yeah, so
a few shows that way.
Hopefully, it doesn't have to switch to the blue button. No, hopefully, there wasn't a flip. Do you want to pop on your app?
Yeah, I'll pop on my app. Okay. See, anyways, I always liked it when we recorded a show and then it didn't go out. Mac and I did a few shows that never went out. It was him and I in the studio back slapping each other, hands down the best show we've ever done. Right.
Those ones are for us.
It wasn't recorded. It was awesome. Trust us, it was awesome.
Yeah.
So what happened last Christmas?
Okay, so in this movie, there is it's not important who the actors are, but just so you know, there's the girl from Game of Thrones.
Which one? Emilia Clarke.
Emilia Clarke. Okay. We got it? Okay, thank God. This is gold, you guys. We got to archive
Daenerys those. Targaryen. That's the actress.
Daenerys. Okay.
Oh, sorry. That was me.
Okay, so Daenerys, this doesn't need any more crazy, but I'll just add it just for you. But Daenerys works at a Christmas store selling Christmas merch.
This is a Game of Thrones?
Yeah, that's right. And this is in London or some... It's after.
Wow.
And it's an indescript city, but it looks
she died.
It looks a lot like London. It's a British film.
Heavy
and then there's the guy from that movie in Singapore. What's that movie called? Crazy Rich Asians?
Ong Bak, the Thai Warrior?
No. The
classic Christmas film. Christmas film.
No, the really hot one from Crazy Rich Asians. You know what I'm talking about. He's like tall. He's really hot.
I don't watch.
Yeah. You guys.
Tall, hot guy.
I don't watch.
He's also Snake in the G.I. Joe movies.
Oh. Okay?
All right. You know what I'm talking about.
Mitsu's language.
Okay. Sorry, I had to put it in Mitsu words.
There you go.
Okay. Okay. So Daenerys is working this Christmas shop, and she's miserable, and she has this crazy scar on her chest. Right. And
she does got a story.
And she's
so true.
She's recovering, you know, like she's kind of got this remedial job. Not that I'm knocking anyone in a Christmas shop. It's a totally.
But you kind of are.
Is a Christmas shop. It's a totally fine living.
Spirit Halloween. Spirit Halloween. Right to Christmas shop.
Okay. And she, you know, they have this flirtation. The guy comes into the shop. He talks to her about the things that are available for purchase.
And her star.
What's that?
Not yet.
No. Okay. The scar is what's called foreshadowing.
Snake!
And so
from G.I. Joe's in this movie?
So they go on this romantic walk together after she gets off from work, and he helps her kind of like put her life together, you know, because she's feeling very depressed about how she reveals to him that she's had major heart surgery. And she got a replacement. She got a
monkey's heart. Sorry, not pig's heart.
That's a different movie. That's Untamed Heart.
Yeah, the baboon heart.
Angelic confirmation. We got the honks.
Okay.
Hey, Koopa, can we get a little ambient device 2 in the background?
Okay,
I think you'll be happy.
Yeah. It's on.
Just confirmation is snake eyes.
Yeah, snake eyes. Sorry,
correct.
Thank you. Sorry, I wasn't a G.I. Joe guy. That's snake eyes. Okay.
Snake eyes comes to this little town, and Daenerys Targaryen is working in a shop.
Yeah.
And she has.
Not a little town. Town.
Yeah, in Game of Thrones?
Little Town London.
In my movie.
With snake eyes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's awesome.
And so... Wait, there isn't anything on, though, Christian. Are you sure you're plugged
in? What the fuck? Who are you?
You're not plugged in.
Yeah, you gotta...
Oh, then what the fuck is this?
Yeah, is it device too?
Whoa, sorry. Whoa, I've had a few too many eggnogs.
Okay, so I'll keep this short, okay?
Actually, it's called Nagawaska. Nagawaska. If you have more than two Nagawaskas, you throw up. And you turn into a jaguar. Nagawaska.
So she's really sensitive about this heart surgery that she had, and she's not sure that she deserved to live, you know what I mean? Because she's just wasting her life away in this Christmas shop. Oh. You know, she's been given a second chance at life. She's wasting her life away in this Christmas shop.
Doesn't have love.
Yeah, really. And you know what I think when you don't have... Sorry, I was low. And so it turns out at the end of the movie, and I'm going to spoil it for you guys like I warned you before.
She dies.
He dies.
He's
already dead. He's a ghost. And guess what? Last Christmas, he gave her his heart.
And
it is the literal interpretation of a George Michael song.
Goosebumps. Goosebumps.
Isn't that amazing?
R.L. Stein, my favorite book series.
They literally interpreted lyrics.
What does R.L. stand for?
Robert Lewiston Stein.
That's
you're interested in?
No, Copa, that was an awesome
thank you.
Recounting of a movie on a song.
How many times is JoJo going to call Koopa Culpa before this episode's end?
Wait,
I'm
Koopa?
Just curious.
I have never heard of this Culpa. I think it's Latin.
Koopa?
I think it means Koopa, like Koopa? Guilty or something.
Just wait till I have another of one of those delicious red wines in this
Trader Joe's.
Yeah, anyone else got some stories?
Anyone else here want to...
I learned of this movie via a single tweet, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
The movie he just discussed?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But because I'm into music and I follow a bunch of music writers, someone managed to describe the whole movie in one tweet.
What?
So I think we took like 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah, yeah, sorry. Yeah. It's my job, Spencer. I'm supposed to build tension. You know? Thank you.
What is it? Chinese cigarettes? What is it? Yeah.
You don't even remember?
140 characters. Comes out.
I feel like we have 140 characters in the fucking studio right now. God damn. All
right. The point is, the movie is ephemeral, and but so is everyone. So.
Oh. Well, wow. Wow.
Deep thinker. Let me tell you that.
Deep thoughts with Chinese cigarettes on Basin
little,
Radio.
We're getting just some Christmas magic here.
Mm-hmm.
And with enough Christmas magic, you get a Christmas miracle. All right?
Okay.
And if I may interject right now, the reason we're doing the show in mid-November is that I've detected a stark lack of Christmas spirit.
Because it's not Christmas.
It's Thanksgiving.
God, this. You see what I'm talking about? I'm getting piled on here. It's a lack of Christmas spirit. Mac, I'm sorry. Did you want to also hate on this Christmas spirit thing?
No.
Okay, good. Thank you, Mac. Listen, I walk around and I see a lot of Christmas deficiency. I don't see the Christmas spirit even during December. I see people rushing around on December 23rd, December 24th, even Christmas Day, and they don't feel a thing.
I think the problem is you're deluded.
Here's the thing. There are fucking Christmas trees all over the city as we speak.
Yeah.
This is just a warning to our guests. If you could get your face like way up in the mic, just because I want to hear your thoughts.
If you're not into Christmas...
JoJo's look, doing fine. You don't have to be any louder.
How do you know?
John, yeah. There you go. That's the Christmas spirit we're looking for.
How do I know? And this is something Mac will tell you. Mac and I have been friends for many, many years, and he's noticed the Christmas creep for me.
What does that mean?
Okay, well, here's the thing, and I'll just become very personal here. Listen, 3 years ago, I had a crisis. I didn't feel the Christmas spirit at all. Christmas came and went. No, and I didn't feel anything, dude. I went to work. I came home. I paid my taxes, or at least I said I did. And then, like, whatever. Like, no, dude, it was crazy. Christmas came and went, and I didn't fucking care. I bought gifts. I paid taxes all the time.
Or really late.
Guys, let's not focus on my taxes, please. So...
Christmas came and went, and I looked at Stella, and I was like, Stella, listen, and you know what it was? At the end, I felt kind of desperate. It's like I bought a tree, I bought stockings, and I tried to fill that hole in my heart with consumer products. Mm. And there are more than enough consumer products to fill your heart, but that will never actually take the place of Christmas spirit. Christmas spirit is a spirit of giving. Yeah. It's a spirit of friendliness. It's an intervention in your otherwise work slave fucking life of no enchantment. It is one time of year where people get together and they say, listen, it's time to forgive. It's time to forget. It's time to actually open up a place in your heart where you can let in a little light and magic. And no one fucking does it, ever. However, if you're willing to open your heart a little bit early on, mid-November, then you will get a little fun. The universe likes to play, and it will come back. And the universe will say, you know, you've given a little. How about I give you a little back?
Is this a speech from Scrooge?
No, seriously. Also, just insert Burning Man instead of Christmas, and you'll get a lot of people that agree.
Fuck Burning Man. Fuck Burning Man. Burning Man is fake. Burning Man. This isn't about Burning Man.
Whoa, Bernie Mac.
Bernie Mac has been dead for...
Bernie Mac is fucking awesome.
I love Bernie Mac.
Bernie Mac.
He has been dead for over 10 years, but we still love Bernie Mac.
Can we start a Bernie Mac festival and run it at the same time as Bernie Mac?
The Feast of Bernie Mac instead of Thanksgiving.
Okay, what are the best Bernie Mac films? Go. Best Bernie Mac films.
Players Club.
Bad Santa.
Bad Santa. Players Club. Both are really good answers.
The Kings of Comedy.
Also good.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
All winners.
All winners. They're all winners.
JoJo, I think everybody's with you in this room, probably in the world, but as you said, one time of year, you're turning it into every time of year.
Yeah.
That's what I'm concerned
about. Now, if you
I live there. Yeah. I live in Enchanted Universe. But here's the every December, I find other people joining me in this mode of enchantment.
Is it still Christmas spirit?
If it's PSL happening all the time,
pumpkin spice latte time.
Christmas is happening all the time, then it kind of is just never happening.
No.
I'm just saying.
I'm following the French romantic poet Arthur Rimbaud. Christmas. Yo, thank you, dude. Rambo Part 1, First Blood. My favorite Rambo poem.
I'm actually more of a Rambo Last Blood, but whatever.
Rambo 3, whatever. But Christmas on Earth. That is my political agenda.
Yeah.
Christmas on Earth. I've done it every year.
I gotta say, this is literally the message of A Christmas Story.
Wait, what do you mean? Koopa?
That you have to take the feeling of Christmas and spread it year-round. That we should always be good to each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, the Rambo poem? Mm-hmm. Yeah, give me a second. I gotta retrieve it in my mind. But the idea is that we live in such a hard, tough world of negativity and awfulness and every unrelenting fucking negative vibes.
Speak for yourself.
And, okay, I will. All philosophy is autobiography. It's true, you know? And it's like, I live in a tough fucking angry world. And there's something that happens on December 1st where, like, there people put lights in their houses. People open up a spot of forgiveness in a spot. There's actually an equation that I've written down that I think about a lot. And I listen to my old Christmas Comes Too Early shows on Neon Shrines. And it's like, when I did suffer my crisis of not feeling Christmas at all, Christmas came and went, I felt nothing.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, it bothered me. And so I started to focus on it and obsess on why I didn't feel anything that Christmas. And I realized it's because I expected Christmas to do something to me. It was about me and my spirituality. Yeah. And what I realized is that in order for the Christmas spirit to happen, it's not about you. Yeah. You have to give Christmas to receive Christmas. And that's when I started to realize, oh my God, I'm going to have to start beating that drum in order for it to work for me.
There's a literal drum playing next door, by the way.
Yeah, I know. That's probably the Christmas drum.
That's the Christmas spirit.
But anyways, I felt as the only way I was able to regain that Christmas, and this is the equation I mentioned earlier. It's a little Christmas magic builds up over time. You know, so it's like,
wait, can I get
it? It builds up, plus. CM, Christmas magic, plus Christmas magic. Maybe you give a little money to someone on the street. Maybe you overtip at your favorite diner. Mm. Maybe you forgive someone that wronged you. You give a little gift. You actually minus yourself to plus someone else. You go out of your way to give someone else something you wouldn't have done. Mm-hmm. And with enough Christmas magic, CM plus CM plus CM equals capital C, capital M, Christmas miracle.
And you don't hear about miracles at all these days. Miracles do not exist in anyone's consciousness. No one thinks about miracles ever, except for a Christmas miracle. That can happen.
Yeah.
And so I want to double down on the fucking Christmas miracle.
It happens on Hallmark all the time.
That's true. There's a whole channel dedicated to miracles.
I know. That's why I brought it.
And so it's like, when are you going to step up and do a Christmas miracle for someone?
Yeah.
When are you going to stop waiting for a miracle and fucking do it?
I have a counter argument.
Please.
I'm not making an argument. I'm telling you facts, dude. This is math and science.
It kind of sounds like
an argument. I got to be honest.
Because I'm yelling? Is it because I'm yelling?
CM plus CM, that's science right there.
I actually think that we have it all backwards. Like, that I don't think you should buy presents for people. Maybe that's what ruined Christmas. You should buy on occasions. You should buy presents for people when they come on to you. So like anytime, yeah.
No, like if you
like if you see something
that someone knew to like
at a flea market, yeah. Or even if you find it at the store, like on the street, mm-hmm. You see something that reminds you of something, you should get it for them and give it to them, and not think about birthdays, Christmases, anything.
I think that's actually exactly what Jim's saying.
Well, yeah. Oh,
that's the homeopathic Christmas magic.
See, now I like that.
Dilute it out and just all. Oh, yeah, yeah.
I like the homeopathic approach to Christmas miracles. Mm-hmm. I appreciate that.
I think you got to bottle that stuff up. There's a reason homeopathy
really?
Is not an actual drug.
That's too much clerical work is all I'll say. Because, yeah. Like, I don't want to, like,
I'm
keep an inventory of all the people,
I'm not
you know.
Doing that shit.
Yeah.
Fuck
so
that.
I'm just saying for the sake of the person finding the stuff, you just want to give it to them right
just
away.
Sort of pragmatist.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. I have to say, that's not baloney what you're saying. I think that my relationship with you is one of the only relationships where we're constantly in gift exchange mode. Mm. It's almost like a Japanese thing at this point.
Yeah.
Which is like, I hope this gift I give my friend Koopa is not overblown as a gift, because it's like we're both into the book trade.
Yeah.
And so you find books for someone, it's like, oh no, I think you'll like this one.
Yeah.
And it's just, you know, it really did kind of bother me when I went through a period of celebration and I felt nothing, and I showed up and, you know, just it was really tough. And it's like, am I that, I don't know, I felt like numb or something.
Yeah.
And now I totally overdo it.
Nothing wrong with that. More is more.
I just, the minor chords in the song too are really lending to your argument.
It's just, is it 8 hours of Christmas music?
Cozy Christmas porch, ambiance, Christmas jazz, instrumental music with snowfall and crackling fireplace.
Wow, that's
by Relax Jazz Cafe.
That's the whole title?
Good God.
Wow. How many
keywords can you fit? It's like and slam it plays poetry. In my office. So when students come to office hours, no, for only November, December, it'll be like very quietly in the background.
What do you have for the rest of the year, though?
Ambient white noise. No, cozy hip hop and lo-fi beats for ghosts.
Wait, can we hear some of that right now? I'm actually curious what that sounds like.
Lo-fi beats is the best for at least. For student mellowness.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You're talking to educators here. Lo-fi beat, hip hop is you play it all the time.
Wow. I think none of us have addressed the undisclosed bias here that JoJo's workplace is represented by a Christmas tree.
True.
It's a
wow.
Big Christmas.
Wow.
Is really weighing on his skull.
Wow.
I'm actually an agent. I've been deployed.
Can we get the X-Files theme music playing right now? Because I feel like that would have apropos.
Yes.
But I mean, are there? And I have to say that it actually worked. I know, Mac, you said that you don't watch Christmas films, and my family doesn't either. I sat them down and we watched It's a Wonderful Life. It floored them.
What else did you show them?
Oh, Muppets Christmas. They hadn't seen that either.
Wow.
And they were like, oh my God.
What about Die Hard?
Die Hard is a Christmas film, and my brother loves Die Hard, but
that's
we didn't watch it.
Film.
But I haven't seen It's a Wonderful Life. It seems cheesy as fuck.
No, it's fine.
No,
it's
wait, good. I thought that's the one you watched with your
family.
No, fam.
It's a Wonderful Life is the one we watched, which
oh,
is the
Oh, you're saying
one.
You haven't watched Miracle on 34th Street.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah. Miracle on 34th Street. Mm. But, I mean, Love Actually? Tell me you've seen Love Actually and you haven't liked it. Okay, I've don't tell me that.
Don't say that.
I've seen it and it disturbs me. I hate it.
Wait, Kojo, you got to use the mic.
I like Elf.
Elf is good.
What's the plot? Can you
now, here's the thing, folks. You're all saying all these Christmas movies.
It's everything that you just
everyone's
described.
Answer, as far as your favorite Christmas movie, will soon change once December 9th rolls around.
True, true. A little self-promotion here.
December 9th, 4-Star Theater. We are showing quite possibly the greatest Christmas film of all time.
Well, before you get to that, though, just can we say that we're making our return in December?
That's true.
We've like a certain jolly fuck, we are sliding down your chimney tree. Your chimney tree?
There's no chimney. I like, you know what? If there isn't a chimney tree, there is one now.
We are sliding down your chimney tree, and we are bringing you a month of Christmas programming that is so wholehearted, it will make you think that JoJo's speech was disingenuous.
Yeah. We will make the program we have lined up for Christmas will make your speech sound like...
technically science, but okay. Well.
So, JoJo, you have not seen Elf.
Elf is fantastic.
Wait,
you were basically Buddy the Elf right there.
Huh? Yeah, that was great.
Buddy the Elf is me.
I'm not trying to diminish it. Thank you for that vulnerable moment. But in terms of our programming, we will be equally
corporate.
No,
corporate stooges over here.
We must translate those feelings into cash money.
Yeah. Cash money, baby.
Ticket sales, baby.
And
take that Christmas spirit.
And, exactly. And we're starting out the month with the first Wednesday of the month, and we're showing the classic.
Actually, this is one of the greatest Christmas films of all time, Black Christmas, directed by Bob Clark, who also directed A Christmas Story.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, so we'll be starting there, and then we'll be
sarcastic, man.
And then
that's the truth. He directed both of those films.
And it's a heartwarming film. And then we're moving over to the four star
theater December 9th week. On a Monday, mixing it up, and we are showing quite possibly the greatest Christmas film of all time, Santa's Sleigh, starring the one and only Bill Goldberg of WCW Wrestling.
Mm-hmm. Also, Fran Drescher, Chris Kattan. Great film. And then the following week, we'll be wrapping it up with a basement favorite, the long-awaited sequel
Jack Frost 2. The crowd favorite.
Revenge
crowd
of the
pleaser.
Snowman. We hope to entertain you guys there. Just so you know, we're only capitalists once a month. So the four-star screenings you have to pay for, but every screening at the basement is free of charge, and you get a free Rezo print.
And we will have a special Santa Sleigh Christmas t-shirt available at the 4-Star Theater. Mm. It is fantastic.
Yes.
I can't wait to show it to
everybody. Okay, back to our usual programming. Sorry, we need a little bit of promo there.
What's the 4-Star date?
December 9th, Monday.
Okay.
No, but I have to say that, you know, the basement is more than just a VHS screening. I mean, it's like, you know, half my friends in the city are basement people. And a few years ago, you had a White Elephant. That was like super sweet, man.
And we're bringing that back, but that's only for that's a
people
smaller.
People who have the cards.
Correct.
The
card-carrying members.
That is a card-carrying holiday.
People got to step it up because I have insight into some gifts that are going to be there.
Like what, dude? What do you got?
I'm not telling.
We're going to level up our White Elephant gift exchanges here, so be prepared.
Speaking of the White Elephant, speaking of the White Elephant, if there ever is something to evangelize, it's the White Elephant sale. Have you guys been?
Where?
Oh, absolutely amazing. The Oakland Museum of California year-long takes donations to the museum, right? And there are all kinds of things, housewares, art, books, stereo equipment, and then once a year,